Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And don't worry, we're definitely going to get to your Tigers a little later. Rico has a critical question of whether I sold them short at 90 wins. You're truly living the good life if 90 and 72 is being sold short. We'll get to it. And we do want to talk about the Pistons. I didn't get a chance to do it with you Friday. I think there's an interesting choice they have to make this summer. We'll talk about that as well. David, ticket text, and I'll go to the callers in 1 second. Go ahead. We're talking about Michigan self-imposing on Sharone. Again, that's for the level two, not the six level ones. I don't think the NCAA is going to accept that. The Committee on Infractions, June 6th and 7th. Also, it was a chef's kiss. There's no anger for me. I have to laugh at it at this point. The whole sport is a charade. Michigan says he's suspended for the games 3 and 4, not 1 and 2. So, you got to laugh. None of this. You can't. Years later, I can't hold anger in my heart. I just can't function that way.
It's just the audacity.
I know. But you have to laugh at it. It's so absurd.
We want to do the self-punishment. But we picked the two games. We're going to help you out. We picked the two games. 1 and 2? Nah.
Right. So here's the NCAA's counteroffer. How about 6 and you don't pick?
Right.
Because that's what it just feels, sounds like, seems like. David, go ahead.
So someone texted in saying, if I'm suspended at work, am I allowed to pick my week off?
Yes.
I'd rather do between Christmas and New Year's.
Yes.
Yes.
My calendar looks light that week. I'll take the suspension then.
The whole story feels like the same thing over and over, and I'm a Spartan, and I just wish this would just go away.
What you should wish is that your school actually had its nuts descend and acted like an effing adult.
Right.
And your school would be decent enough to play the same sport that Michigan's playing. See, this is the difference. MSU fans don't get a seat at the table because our football program is, in my opinion at least, complete disrepair. So there's nothing for me to say. My team is actual ass. Sorry.
Now I'm just going to bring you back, but
I'm here. I'm here.
You came back. So
I'm here.
We're here.
I'm back in orbit.
I was going to say, I would say the same if all of a sudden the NCAA came out and said, well, Michigan, we're going to suspend you for the USC game and the Ohio State game. It's like, well,
can't do that.
Right. And it sounds ridiculous, right?
Look, I still.
That's what you just did.
And again, I could be super wrong. I'm not claiming to have the answers. I don't have a lot of faith in the NCAA. I never thought it was possible that Ono, Ward, and whoever the head coach was, if they were off that staff, were going to survive it. Well, Ono's gone for a multitude of reasons. I don't know that Ward survives this. I don't know how you would. I don't want to hear about some ridiculous country club award of AD of the year.
Bro, I think he's Teflon.
Okay, well, show me. Show me.
Nothing about him makes any sense. That you want to talk about just laughing it off?
He knows where bodies are buried, man.
Apparently, he kept the shovel and bronzed.
That's
it.
Right. He's got that manila envelope.
I mean, and you know, I'm going to go all the way back. They crashed your wife's car. I don't want to talk about it. And nobody talked about it after that.
All right, David, one
that
more.
That was just the beginning of it,
David,
all.
David, I don't want to talk about it.
That was like innocuous compared to the
correct.
Rest. David,
right.
Go ahead. And then we'll get to the callers.
Sherrone Moore self-imposed games will be the Maize and Blue scrimmage and the U of M versus Orchard Lake St. Mary's game.
The team banquet. No, I mean, you can't get bent out of shape about it. They can self-impose. It's just too late. David, last year, what did we talk about? Honestly, if it would have ended it, you knew you weren't going to be any good. You should have just taken a postseason ban.
That was it.
Dump Sherrone on the side of the road. The whole thing's probably done.
See, I don't even think he could have kept his job. You could have did the 2-game suspension, no bowl, and that would have been enough.
Just do it last year, though.
Yes.
We're still fighting it.
Yeah, but it's like, well, we got to run it back. Nah, your team's not that good. Nah, we're going to run it back. Okay. Well, you know what, David? You did get a victory over Alabama. There you go.
Let's go to John, 97.1. Johnny, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, good afternoon. Mike, this is not an insult to you. I just don't see you texting anyone 53 times, period.
unless it's like my father. John, you're right.
John, two words will get Mike to text you 53 times. Wyatt Lankford.
Thank you. Thank you so much. John, go ahead, buddy.
I do think it's funny how you think you're going to be able to pick what games you're going to sit out. It doesn't work like that. Like someone had texted in, like, oh, I'm getting fired. Can you fire me in like a couple weeks? Doesn't really work right now. And then last thing, I finished watching the horse show, Race for the Crown. And in my book, the real winner is Michael Ivarone, because that dude's wife is gorgeous.
Oh, you didn't like the blazer with no shirt underneath as the winning move?
I actually liked him. A lot of other people didn't like him. I actually like him.
Yeah, listen, believe me, nothing compares to Rapoli. If you've watched the show, yeah. If you want unlikable, he's got the award.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, thank you for indulging my sport and watching the show. We do appreciate your support,
Johnny.
Yeah,
no problem. I had a great time.
Good. Excellent. Let's go to Bishop. He's up next, 97.1. Bish, welcome back.
Michael. How are you, my friend? Rico,
superb.
06.
What's happening,
06,
Bish?
My friend. Listen, I will tread very lightly and I'll be quick. So here's how this plays out. Number one, we get a new president. Let's say the new president doesn't like Ward. He gets, he has the cojones to get rid of Ward. And Sherrone is gone to Alan Haller is now gone from Michigan State. Wait, I got the connection coming here. It's the state of the sport right now. Nobody respects the NCAA at all. This is their last stand. If anybody had any modicum of respect for the NCAA, they would do things quite a bit differently. They're only operating right now, Michael, within the parameters in which they're given. We're going to toss this at the NCAA and see if it sticks.
Yep.
You and I would do the same.
100%.
Same.
Yeah, Bishop, okay, all I was trying to explain to people is, because I heard it for 8 hours on our radio station, acting as if this was the NCAA penalty. And it's like, guys, that's not how it works. You do this, Mike, and you hope. That's the strategy they're taking.
But yeah, but Mike, I do think that given the climate of the entirety of the sport, my God, the entirety of college sports at this juncture, this is the proper path. This is what you do. I think Michigan is operating with a great deal of integrity as it relates to the current state of the NCAA. This is what any intelligent AD slash administration would do. If it was up the street at East Lansing, they'd be doing the same thing.
No, we wouldn't have. We would have folded like a house of cards. Bishop, we never stand up for ourselves. We would have let the NCAA burn our campus down.
Mike, you made a comment in the last piece, and it's a question to you guys.
Yeah.
Look, man, what's going to happen up the road here? Like, is John C. Smith going to survive? Like,
I don't think so. I think we're a dead program. No, we're doing nothing. I mean, look, you know I'm not an Allen Haller guy. Rico, and again, personal, professional, it's whatever. We're not a serious football program. We're a Mickey Mouse lemonade stand. I've talked to plenty of people up there. That NIL, they don't even have a clue. It's a wholly unsustainable model. They keep going back to the same people, squeezing them for money. They don't have any design on what they're doing.
That's why you saw the change, and that's why Tyler's gone, and they're going to be bringing in somebody that's going to be
and
more
guess
focused.
What? Jonathan Smith will probably be next, brother.
Honestly.
I hate to tell you.
Oh, you're not telling me anything.
Better have a big year this year or else buckle up.
You need to listen to the five stars at home more.
Get in the zone. Five star zone.
No, that right now, next AD probably walks in and says 9 wins or I'm just going to deliver boxes to your office.
Yeah, because you don't
get
to be.
We're going to have this conversation up front, so there won't be any. Well, I didn't know. Telling you right now, son.
Look,
wins or you're packing up.
Bishop, it's pretty clear. I know you don't think much of me, and that's fine. You go your way, I go mine. But I'm very honest about my program. MSU's had 2 seasons worth of bleep in about a decade. We're a dead program. We're not run by serious people. We don't have a serious organization. Our stadium's falling apart. It is what it is.
But see, I think that the problem is right now, it is. But if you do things the right way,
you can
turn it around. And you know what will happen after that, Mike? Nobody will care about the stadium falling apart. Why? Because you won games there.
I'll always care. That's my white whale.
You don't care.
I can't handle it when schools like TCU have a better stadium than we do.
If they go 15-0, you'll go and eat an artesian pretzel and be happy.
15-0 in what? A bocce tournament?
If they go... You know what?
I'm sorry.
Read something.
I'm sorry.
You can't even just. I said
I
if.
It's me. It's not you.
This is why. You know what?
It's me. It's not
is
you.
Is it because I picked the Derby winner?
Yes. Casually a 10-1. It's excellent work. David, any other ticket text before we move along?
Nothing worthwhile. That's all.
No,
you're
what's
not
wrong?
A Michigan fan?
What's wrong?
As a Michigan fan, this needs to be over and done. I don't care about it anymore. Honestly, the NCAA has been taking too long to come up with a decision.
I absolutely agree with Michigan fan.
That's what they're hoping for right there. But here's what Michigan fans don't get to do that. Because remember when you're like, hey, we got the natty and anything that happens afterward doesn't matter.
You can't complain about anything that happens afterward.
You can't complain.
Yeah, you're right.
Go watch the game again. Go watch you defeat Washington.
Someone's asking, is it possible Ward falls on the sword for Sharon?
No.
Sword?
How about sword?
Whatever. And wax himself Seward? And others in Schimbeckler Hall.
What'd you just say?
And so he's just asking if he takes the fall.
No, I just don't. I don't see it. I'm with Rico in this regard. I mean, he's kind of like, I don't know. He's kind of like Don Corleone.
Yeah, he.
Somehow I imagine people going into Ward's office asking for favors, Enzo the baker. I don't know.
I could just see
a wild
like,
scene.
Yeah, like, and we're gonna get rid of Ward. Shh, don't say that. Don't say that. You'll be gone before he'll be gone.
We'll move along. We can get back into it later. But that's kind of the news of the day, and I'm waiting till June 6th or 7th. I can't overreact to it on May 5th.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads, we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.